Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Jester?
You are.
Hi, Jester. My name is Stephanie. I am one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right, good to hear. Happy Thursday to you. Hope your day is going well. And, okay, so it looks like you were speaking with Yvonne, and he actually put in a request here for an established business credit. So you've been in business for about 20 years now. That's amazing. Congratulations on that. And, okay. How far are you willing to travel for a job?
I mean, I just want to go to Georgetown and Lexington, as far as I want to go.
Georgetown and Lexington. Maybe like a 30-mile radius?
Yeah, I live at Stepping Ground.
Okay. So would you travel 30 miles for a job?
Yeah, but can I run something by you real quick?
Of course.
Okay, listen. Okay, so I've been with Google for about 9 years.
Wow. Wait, you've been with Google for 9 years?
I was on Google Maps with 611 reviews that was a 5 stars, a 5.0. And here's what happened.
Okay.
So I moved from Georgetown to Stamping Ground. It's about 17 minutes away from where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting on the couch one night, thumbing through my phone, messing with my Google map, my Google appliance business. And I thought, you know what? I want to tell the truth about everything and do right.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason or another, I changed my address to my new address. And when I did, they stripped me of my Google Maps. I lost everything.
Oh, my goodness.
So what I did within about 2 weeks, I thought about it. So I went to a friend of mine up in Georgetown and asked him if I could use his address and run my business out of his, you know. Here's the deal. I got a full-time job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I do this business, A and B, in the evening hours only. I've done this for 20 years.
Wow.
So I get home about 9:30, 10 every night, except the weekends. I give my weekends up. So when I asked my buddy to use his location in Georgetown so I could get back on the Google Maps of Georgetown, I guess Google thought there was some suspicion, going on with my business. So they suspended me. And so with them suspending me, I'm having trouble getting back on Google Maps because I live in.
Why did they suspend you again? I'm sorry.
Because I when I moved from Georgetown to Stamping Ground,
mm-hmm.
about 17 minutes away, I changed my address, and I don't know why I did it. I just did it. So what it did, it showed my business on Google Maps in Stamping Ground. Stamping Ground is a very small little town, maybe 1,500 people, maybe. So it wasn't going to do me no good being in Stamping Ground Google Maps.
Right.
And so I turned around and switched the address back to Georgetown at a different location. And I guess it was, they saw some suspicions going on and they suspended me.
Okay. Okay, so.
But if you go to Georgetown or if you go to Appliance Repair Georgetown, Kentucky on the internet, I'm the second one from the very top. It's Mr. Appliance and me, but I'm not on Google Maps. But I am the second
Wait
one.
Wait a minute.
Front,
you said if you go to Georgetown Appliance Repair, you're second. Where are you listed second?
Appliance Repair, Georgetown, Kentucky.
Where are you listed on Google?
The second one from the very, very top.
In the maps?
Not the maps.
Where?
It's a sponsor spot at the very, very top.
The Google Ads?
Yep, very, very top. There's Mr. Appliance. They're number one at the very, very top.
You're not Mr. Appliance, though, are you?
I'm A and B.
Right.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm number two. I'm right underneath of him.
I'm not looking
at Google Maps. I'm not looking at Google Maps. Super paid all the way down, started at the very, very top.
When I do a search,
Mr. Appliance.
Hold on, wait. When I do a search for appliance repair, yes, I do see that. I do see that. Yeah, wow. Are you? Are you doing Google Guarantee?
Huh?
Are you doing Google Guarantee?
No. I don't know how.
Sponsored.
I don't know how.
Interesting.
I know. Yeah, I got in that spot. I don't know how. I don't know how I did it. I've been there for a long time. I don't know if it's because of where I had so many reviews that somebody sponsored me. I don't know.
Okay. Let me see here. I mean, yeah. You have really good reviews. 4.9 star rating on Facebook, 5-star rating on Angie, 5-star rating on Yellow Pages. You have amazing reviews. So that might have something to do with it. Absolutely.
Well, I had 600. I'm telling you, I had 611 or 613. They were 5 stars, 5.0 on the Google Maps.
Wow.
Yeah, 600 stars. It took me about 9 years. It took me about 9 years to get them. But when they suspended me, stripped me, I lost all them reviews. But those reviews have got to be out there somewhere, hanging somewhere. They got to be. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's interesting. Okay, let's see here.
What is your name?
My name is Stephanie.
Okay, and what, do you have a direct number to you?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm asking my supervisor right now to check this out because what I see here is the sponsored. I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, the sponsored is the Google Guarantee. Because other than the Google Guarantee, I mean, of course there's the Google Ads, but you're not showing up in the Google Ads, you're showing up in the sponsored. So I'm having my supervisor look at this because I've never seen sponsored. I'm not entirely sure how that works. But my guess is because of your good reputation, they have you listed in the sponsored. Okay, so he said he has a Google listing, but he all, yes. Okay, so essentially, as far as the reviews go, there's got to be some way that, I mean, they couldn't have just disappeared, right?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. They got to be somewhere. I don't know where, but when they moved me from to the stamping ground address where I live now, it didn't let me keep all my reviews I even had. It's like it started me all over, and I'm like, that ain't no good.
I worked hard. I am so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, I worked hard for them reviews.
Okay, so it sounds like it's Google Ads. That's what you have. That's the three companies that are popping up on the top of the page. Mr. Appliance of Georgetown, A&B Appliance Repair, Mr. J's Appliance Repair. These are the Google Ads that's in the sponsored. So are you paying for that service?
No.
Okay. So I'm speaking with my supervisor here, and from the looks of it, there is a way to retrieve those 600 reviews that were taken down. Okay. Now, it also looks like you are showing up in the Google Ads, which is good, but we also want to get you listed in the local map section.
That's where I would like to be. There's three of them right there right now, correct?
Yes. And where?
Two of them. And
where?
Two of them on the Google Maps.
Did you say there's three of them?
Yeah. If you go on down to, oh well, wait a minute.
So how it works for the Google Maps? Yes, there's three that you could visibly see when you pull up the search results. Appliance Repair Georgetown. It's Mr. Appliance of Georgetown, Gibson Heating and Cooling, and Ware's Heating and Cooling.
And you know what? The Gibson Heating and the Ware's Heating, that's got nothing to do with the appliances as far as washers and dryers and refrigerators.
That's
nothing
so weird.
To do with, I know. But when they jerked me out, that's what come behind me. After they took me out, those two there popped up.
And the thing of it is, you know, they're using that as a keyword. They're using appliance repair as a keyword. That's how they're being found in the local map section. And they're ranking that high because of their reviews. So, let's see here.
So, are you telling me if I live in Stamping Ground, I can still show up in the Georgetown Google Maps? Because I don't have a place of business. I'm mobile. You know what I mean? I
of
go
course.
To people's houses. I don't have an office. I don't have anything other than my truck and parts on my truck. I travel. I've got no reason to have an office.
Of course. Right. And it's not necessarily – it's not a requirement to have a brick and mortar to be listed on that first page of Google. You know, as long as you provide a service, you could be listed in the map section. So if you're wanting to target Georgetown, Kentucky, we can help you with that. If you want to be found in Georgetown, Kentucky, on the first page of Google in that local map section, we can get you there. We'll have you listed as one of the top recommended companies in your area.
Yeah, I want Georgetown and Lexington.
We can get you in Georgetown and Lexington. Absolutely. And as far as the PIN verification goes, I mean, Do you have an address in Georgetown that you can get PIN verified?
Let's see here. I had it somewhere. I think it's 105 Harness Court. But I just texted to make sure. So I'm speaking with
my supervisor right now. And I want him to see exactly what I see here. Because he's... So it's right here. That's the Google guarantee, right? So it says sponsored. How does that work if he's not paying for it? He's not paying for that service. Are you still on the line, Jester?
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me. Okay, so the Google sponsored, Jester?
Yeah.
The Google sponsored links. Okay, all right, thank you, Chris. Okay. Oh, man, I missed... Oh, no. Okay, it's still here. So, Jester?
Yep.
So, the Google Sponsored Links, that's another name for Google Ads, or AdWords. So, there's an option that Google offers to sites and businesses that if they want to pay a fee to appear in the search result for relevant search queries... Right, these sponsored results are different from the organic Google results in that they're paid. So essentially, typically with the Google Ads, which is a service that we do offer, it's a paid service. You pay for the Google Ads.
Right.
So when you show me that you're listed up here on the very top, the three companies, this is the Google Ads. Are you, you're not paying for that service at all?
No.
That's so interesting. No. Yeah, typically it's a... So if you were to go through Google directly for Google Ads, what they do is they typically charge you per click. So every time someone clicks on your ad, you have to pay.
Right.
And you're not paying anything.
No, but when I got suspended here a couple months ago, I did do the Google Ads, and it was, you know, every time somebody clicked on it, but it started getting up in some money, and I stripped it, I just put it to the side for right now because it's too expensive.
Right.
And I'm getting calls anyway. I've been in business for 20 years, so I got a lot of repeats and word of mouth,
right.
And you know, so I'm not really hurting because. And the thing is, Stephanie, I can only run 3 or 4 calls in the evenings.
Right,
and I get home by a lot of traveling. Time you fix something, I get overloaded and I just can't take the calls.
Mm. No, that's understandable. So have you noticed any traffic from the Google Ads?
No, because I'm not very computer literate to go in there and see, you know, how many, you know, clicked on it.
So you're not really aware, when you're getting calls for your services, you're not really aware where they're finding you, like how they found you.
Yeah, because when I leave their house or when I call them back, sometimes I'll ask them, how'd you find me? And it's either a friend told them about me or they found me on Google or Angie List or, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shoot, if it's not broke, don't fix it. If you're in the Google Ads and you're not having to pay anything, I don't know how that's the case, but kudos to you. More power to you. I mean, because that's a paid service. Like, as you know, you have to pay per click. So if they're not charging you, you went through Google directly for this when you previously were with Google Ads in the map section?
No. No, it's just a friend of mine signed me up. You
okay.
know, after they suspect me, and you know, I had it worded the way I wanted it, and I was getting calls, but it got up about $200-something, and I'm like, you know, I can't afford that.
Was this just recent? All of this happened that you got taken off of the maps and
yeah, about 2, maybe 3 months at the most.
That's so
I told
weird.
You what happened. I moved.
Yeah.
I moved, and I told you when I moved, I should have never changed my address, and they would have never knew that I was living in a stamping ground.
Right.
And everything would have been hunky, because I wouldn't pay nothing for that Google Map. I wouldn't pay nothing to be on Google Map.
Right.
So it's going to be
okay.
A free service.
Well, like I said, if you're already listed in the Google Ads, that's great. You know, you're one of 3 companies that are listed there. We definitely want to get you in the local map section because while it's good to be in the ads, not everybody clicks on those ads. Most people go to the map section. That's where 90% of the revenue goes. Okay? And right now, you know, the companies I just named off to you, Mr. Appliance of Georgetown, Gibson Heating and Cooling, Where's Heating and Cooling, A&R Remodeling and Repair, Penn and Penn Repair Services. These are all companies that are showing up on that first page in the local map section. There's TIS for
right.
Appliance
right.
Repair. I'm sure you've heard of these. Wildcat
yep,
Appliance
yep.
Repair. So what we will do is we'll place you in the local map section and we will also get you in the Google Ads. It is included in the package. So you can ensure that you'll consistently be, listed up there. We also have a local only package. So, I mean, we can get you in local only for just $199 month to month.
I can't do it. Lord, no. No, I can't afford it. I told you, I can't run that many calls to accommodate for that $200 a month. I can't do it.
Okay.
No way. No way. It's out.
How many jobs would it take for us to get you to offset that cost?
Oh, I don't know because I go to a house don't mean that the appliance is fixable. So
okay.
my service call is only $40. My labor's 45 plus the part. I'm one of the cheapest ones out there.
Okay. Well, that's more of a reason for you to be on that first page of Google. I mean, when you're listed in that local map section, you're going to get an increase in phone calls, no doubt. Everybody uses Google.
But 411 local, I should be getting coded this coming week. It's no contract for, there's no contract for $99 a month. Or Georgetown and Lexington. I swing the $100, you know, I can swing the $100, but $200, I can't do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, okay? 411 Local, what they're going to do, they will not have you listed in both Georgetown and Lexington. For $99 a month, they can get you found for maybe a 5-mile radius, 10 miles tops. That's it.
If I show up on Google Maps in Georgetown, it's going to cover all of Georgetown.
Within a 5-mile radius. And you have to remember, too, it's the quality of service that's more important than the price, because 411 Local, I don't believe they're a Google partner. When it comes to SEO, you want to go with a Google partner. That's what we are. There's only a handful nationwide. We're actually a premier Google channel partner, and we've been in business for 17 years. We've been a premier partner for the last 4 years. Google handpicked us to be a premier Google partner. So while it's $199 a month locally, the quality of service that you're going to get in return is so much better. That's the difference.
It's
the quality. Because
I don't understand about quality service, because if they put me on Google Maps, if you put me on Google Maps, well, I mean, where's the difference at?
Well, like I said, for $99 a month, I can assure you they will get you found within probably a 5-mile radius, okay? And not only that, I don't know what other services they're offering, but the $199, there's more that we would be doing for you, okay? We're not just getting you listed. What's that?
They say they go through and optimize in like Bing and all these other associate, you know, I would show up in a lot of these other places where I'm not showing up now.
Right.
But it would take time. It would take time to optimize all the places out there to be where I'd be seen.
Right.
They showed me a website that they offer, you know, their own, which I've got my own, but. You know, I was kind of happy with the website I have. They're going to attach it to the Google Map, you know.
Well, like I said, I don't believe 411 Local is a Google partner, and you want to go with a Google partner when it comes to this service, because Google partners get training directly from Google to be able to provide this service. Now, we will, too, offer those services with you, or for you. So what this package includes for the $199, we will get you listed on that first page of Google in the local map section, targeting a 20-mile radius. We're also going to get you in over 60 directories that are most popular in your area. So, yes, we will get you on Bing. We will get you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook, BBB.org, all of those that are most relevant in your area. We are also going to create initial content on Bing. We will place you on Amazon Alexa as well as Google Home, so people could do voice-activated searches and find you that way. We're also going to provide exposure that will cover all mobile devices. So that'll include any iPhone, any Android or tablet. So people could do searches from their phone and they'll still be able to find you. You will be on that first page when they do searches from their phones. In addition to that, we're also going to create you a website. It will be a mobile-friendly, fully optimized website where you can upload before and after photos. We will even create a logo for you and attach that to your website. And we'll make sure that website is Google compliant so we can attach that to your listing. In addition to that, the package also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system where you'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location that the search was performed, as well as the ability to track how many phone calls that you will receive from new clients. So it's a really good way for you to track your success. It's super easy to use. And that comes with the package of $199.
If you could do it a little bit cheaper, I might consider it, but I just can't handle $200 a month. I can't do it. I mean, my bills, I can't swing it.
Okay.
I wish I could, but I just, under my circumstances I've got, I know what I bring in a month's time. I know what kind of bills I've got. And I'm not getting rich, by no means, and I never will, but I'm like an ordinary person out here just getting by is all I can say.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from with that. And
after 20 years, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm sort of burned out on it. And I feel like I wish I could find something else to do to make ends meet, because I would get out of it, because I'm tired of all the driving, mm-hmm. the ordering parts when I need it. It's a lot to keep up with one person. I don't have nobody helping me. Nobody. I work for George City of Georgetown, 8-hour days. I get off at 3:30. I got just enough time to run about 3 to 4 calls. And that's dependent how, what's really wrong with it, how much time I got to put in to get it fixed, and then try to get through the traffic to go to the next job.
Right. But you can handle more work, right?
No, not really. the thing is, my mom answers. I pay her to answer my phones during the day while I'm at work, so she knows what I work on and what I don't work on, and so she'll text me the address, whether it's a washer or something of that nature. I call that person back as soon as I can and try to set something up if I think I want the job. If I don't, then I just brush them off and try to look for the easiest ones. But there are some brands out there I don't work on. She knows what the ones I work on. So there's a lot of calls. I just don't get every call. I can't do every call, but I try to weed out the hard ones and hopefully get the easiest ones. Because I got a full-time job. It's not like I need to, it's like extra money, but I kind of went out on a limb on a few little things, and I've got, the way things are going now, I'm surviving, put that way. I'm surviving.
Amen to that. Aren't we all? I mean, that's good. I mean, that's good that you're not, not hurting for work.
20 years, I've got a big clientele built up out there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you get a lot of word of mouth, and my little truck runs around town. People take my number off my truck. I mean, it just, I get, I ain't gonna lie, I, I stay busy, and I could probably stay busier if I really want to, but I, like I said, I sort of got burned out over the years, and I hope I can do it a little bit longer, but, you know.
Well, I mean, if you can handle more work, this program's not necessarily, you know, designed for those that are hurting for work, but if you can handle more work, as you know, Google's the way to go. You've, from your experience, you know how successful that Google map can be, the local map section. So, you know, if
let me throw something at you. If you do it for $160, I might consider it.
How much?
$160.
Okay.
I know y'all.
Let me see if I can get my supervisor to approve it.
Providing if you can get all my reviews back. If you get all my reviews back, I'll tell you what. If you get all my reviews back, put me on Google Maps, I'll go 180.
$20? What's $20 more, Gesture? I mean,
$20.
I understand. Money is money. I'm just kidding with you. But
what's twenty times twelve? How much is it?
20 times 12.
Uh huh.
Well, let me get my handy calculator because I'm not that savvy in math. $240.
That's $204 savings a year. That's, you know.
I mean, you already are getting a lot of savings. I have to be honest with you. Typically, this program costs $250, $249 with that local map section, and we are honoring that established business credit for you. So we were able to bring that down to $199.
Yeah.
And
$180 and get all my reviews back.
Let me see what my I gotta get approval from my supervisor. He has the ultimate say so.
Well, if he wants the money then. Like I said, I'm getting by. Like I really, really need it. If I'm trying, you know, if you understand what I'm trying to say here.
No, I definitely do. Okay, he did approve it. He said we can get you in for $180 month to month, no contract. We will help you get your Google reviews back, and. We'll solely focus on that map section.
But you don't have no guarantee where I'll show up on Google Maps, though, do you? Be what? Second one, third one down? First, well, I won't be the first one, would I?
Unfortunately, there's no guarantee with Google Maps. No, but if anyone says they can guarantee where you will be ranking in the Google Maps, they're fibbing. Okay, because while we can guarantee, you know, while we can get you up on that first page of Google, there's no guarantee where you will be listed. But we will do whatever we can to help you rank higher, right? As far as getting you in over 60 directories.
If I get those all the reviews back, it should rank me pretty good up there. I would think.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, but because we're a premier Google Channel partner, we're actually not allowed to use the word guarantee. But like I said, we're very capable of providing this service for you. We've been in business for almost 17 years, so we can come as close to as a guarantee more so than any other company. I can tell you that, and I can say that with confidence. So for $180, are you willing to give us a shot today, Jester? This does need to be filled, and you definitely would be a really great candidate for this.
No contract.
No contract. You can cancel at any time. Which our hopes is that you don't. We want you to stick with us long term.
If you can get me on Google Maps and get my reviews back, I'll stay a while.
Okay. Maybe one day you will sign a contract with us. Maybe, you know, eventually once you see how well this will work for you, you know, we'll take us up on our other services we offer as well. Get you in for more Google ads. There's other services we do offer. But to get your foot in the door and to get your, you know, get you back on that map section, that's the most important thing. That's what we can do for you. Okay.
All right.
So let's get you started here. Jester, how do you spell your first name? Is it J-E-S-T-E-R?
C. Chester.
Oh, it's Chester.
C.
Goodness, I've been calling you Jester. I'm sorry about that.
I've been called everything. That's all right.
And Chester, what is your last name?
Leach. L-E-A-C-H.
Leach. L-E-A-C-H.
Yep.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you?
CCL Washerman.
Washerman? M-A-N?
Man, yeah, Washerman. Washerman.
Uh-huh.
At AOL.com.
AOL, okay.
All right. Still back with the dinosaurs.
I haven't heard AOL in a long time, to be honest.
You got mail.
You've got mail, that's right. Hey, I was still, you know, I'm young, but I'm old enough to remember that. Absolutely. And the best contact number for clients to reach you? Is that the
859-797-7395? You got it.
Okay. And how you want your company to appear on that first page, it'll be A and B appliance repair with the AND symbol, right?
Yes. Now.
Okay.
Oh, 1 second. So there's always... let me find it. Hold on 1 sec. You know, like, if you look at Mr. Appliance of Georgetown, and it's got 4.9, got the 5 stars, got the dollar signs, 5+ years in business, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hold on.
That little, got a few little words underneath of each, underneath of the header?
Yes.
Okay, so in that wording, can it say like something like $40 service call, 20+ years of business?
Can it say what? I'm sorry.
In that wording, can it say $40 service call, 20+ years in business?
Yes. Yes, we could do that.
That's what I want, you know, shows up. I want the service call to be listed in that little paragraph with 20+ years. And the hours would be from 8 to 9. even though I don't
the
work
hours
those
are what?
Hours from 8 to 9 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Because that's when you want phone calls, right? That's when y'all
right.
accept phone
right,
calls.
Because I told you my mom answers calls, but I, after I get off work at 3:30, I forward my calls to her from 8 to 3:30. From 3:30, I start taking calls come in afterwards.
And you're closed Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, no, just go ahead and keep it, because I'll still answer phone on weekends, but I don't try to work on weekends. But go ahead and put 7 days a week.
Okay. And as far as the forms of payment that you accept,
do you
only accept cash and check?
And credit card.
Okay. No Venmo, Cash App, Zelle?
No, I had it once in a while, but I just try not to do all that.
All right, we'll just promote it that way. And the address that you want that PIN verification sent to, is that the 132 Williamsburg Lane?
No, that's my old address.
Okay. What's your new address?
Well, now if you send it, I'm in Stamping Ground, so if you send it here, that's the trouble that I ran into. Are you saying that I won't run into no kind of trouble by being the Stamping Ground address?
No. You will not, but because I was helping a previous client, and they had that same issue. I did ask my supervisor, and he did say that it does not matter the location that the PIN was verified.
Because if you say, I can give you my home address, but like I said, I don't work at my home. I work in Georgetown and Lexington.
Right. Yeah, so it doesn't matter where your PIN is verified because we're going to be listing you in those areas. You get up to a 20-mile radius. So that's irrelevant.
A 20-mile radius from where? From Georgetown to Lexington or from Stamping Ground to Georgetown?
Because
they wouldn't put me very far up. Because I'm 17, let's see, I'm about 7 miles out of Georgetown.
What is the state called? I'm sorry, what is the city called? Where you're located?
Where I live?
Yeah.
Stamping Ground.
How do you spell that?
S-T-A-M-P-I-N-G. Stamping. Like the stamp. Stamping Ground.
Okay.
Kentucky.
And you want to be found in Georgetown and
Lexington.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask someone else because he's not responding right now. Let's see here. Okay, yeah, so, okay, so when it comes to the, hold on. When it comes to the local map section, it does not matter where you're PIN verified. We will get you found in those cities that you want coverage in. For the ads, that's not the case.
What now?
So you are able to get PIN. You are able to get PIN verified in Stamping Ground. That should not have any bearing on our ability to locate, to have you found in Georgetown and Lexington. Now, if it was Google Ads, that would be a whole different scenario. But because it's the local map section, it's not, it has no bearing on where you will be listed.
So what?
Because the PIN verification is purposes for your Google My Business. That's what that's for. So we can create you that Google My Business page and attach that to your listing.
Okay, so my 20-mile radius will start in Georgetown, not from where I live, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right, so my address then is 145 S Branch, H-E-S-S, and the word branch, tree branch, B-R-A-N-C-H.
Okay. 40379?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, do you want to be the only one to have access to your account, or do you have like a spouse or a partner?
No, just me.
Okay. And the services that you offer, we are going to use for keywords. So appliance repair, do you provide any other services?
Just appliance.
Okay.
Just household appliances.
Household
and I don't do no vacuum cleaners or toasters. Or, so before, it said, before on that Google Maps, it says small appliances. I think it throws people off. But
so I'll make a note, not small appliances.
No, your washer, dryer, refrigerator, stoves, and ice makers, dishwashers, you know, yeah.
I didn't know that people offer that service for small appliances like that.
I don't know how, whoever set me up the last time, they put small appliances in there, and I never could get that changed. I mean, I still did good, don't get me wrong. But I just hate that.
So did you get calls for those services?
Every now and then somebody called me on a vacuum cleaner or a toaster or some bull crap.
That's so weird. To me, that's just super weird. Like, I don't know, if your toaster or your vacuum breaks, just get another one. But, I mean, I can understand. You want to – I would feel like the amount of – I mean, how much would you charge for something like that?
I don't even work on them, so.
you would think, like, the amount that they're going to charge you for it, you may as well just get a new one, right? That's my logic on that. So, are you licensed and insured, Chester?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Through Farm Bureau.
Perfect. So, we're going to go ahead and schedule you in for, excuse me, we're going to schedule you in for a client interview. It'll take about 30 minutes, so we ask that you block out an hour out of your day, just in case it goes a little bit longer. It shouldn't, though. So tomorrow, when would be the best time for you for that client interview?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It really will only take about 30 minutes of your time.
The thing is, if they call during the day, they're going to talk to my mom. So then what's going to happen, she'll text me a phone number. Then for me to call that number and get back through to somebody is sometimes like find a needle in a haystack.
Well, it doesn't have to be during business hours. I mean, we could set it up after hours if that works better for you, because I know you have a day job.
The thing is that tomorrow, I've been off work since Wednesday. I was off yesterday and today. So tomorrow when I got off work, I got at least 4 calls that I have to do them. I got them scheduled, and it really would throw me behind if I took time out to shoot.
That's okay. Sorry, go ahead.
They don't do nothing on weekends?
No, we're not in the office on weekends. And the reason we try to get this done as soon as possible, because we're going to purchase a domain for you for your website. And the sooner we purchase that, the sooner we're able to, you know, start your website. But if you're not available Friday, that's totally okay. We can schedule you in for Monday if that works better for you.
I could do it tomorrow around about 12 o'clock, but, you know, because I do it on my lunch time.
That works. You want to do 12 o'clock?
So then again, whoever calls is going to talk to my mom. And then she's gonna send me a text for a number to call back. And it wouldn't be a problem if I could call it, you know, if I could hit that number and call right back and be able to talk to somebody right then. Rather than have to go through a big long process of trying to get through to somebody once they do call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they gave a number where I could call back and talk to somebody direct,
I'll make a note of that. Trying to think. So if they call you, it'll reach your mom. That's what you're saying. You don't have a cell phone.
Do what now?
Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
So how would it reach your mom?
Because I when I get to work in the mornings, I forward my number to her number.
Oh.
I forward my number. And then so she gets all my calls. And then she sends me texts. You know, she'll send me a text when I get home, when somebody calls. Need something worked on, she'll send me a text, and then as soon as I get a chance, I call that person back.
Okay. I do want you to know we are approaching an hour. After an hour on the phone, it's automatically disconnected, but once we get disconnected, I will call you right back, okay? It's just set to automatically disconnect the call, so I just wanted to